Greetings, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and it is February the 23rd, 2021. Just let that soak in for a minute, right? It's our seventh day of Lent. It's our Tuesday in the first full week of Lent. It's episode number 7 of our Lenten Daily Devotion. And I'm glad to be here with you. We've got a great devotion and extra bonuses set up for you today. One of the extra bonuses is that music you hear in the background. We've gone with the Tibetan meditation music. And adds a little different vibe to the background. We've got the apple harvest candle hanging in there, striving to make it to Easter morning. And today we're back with the classic Kava tea. All right, let me have another one of those. Never can have too much kava. Amen. So let's begin our devotion today on this seventh day of Lent. Mary Alice Mulligan leads us to the Gospel of Matthew and the 4th chapter of Matthew. So if you have your Bible, you can look it up or write down Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. So we're going to start there today. This is the story of Jesus' trip into the wilderness from the Gospel of Matthew. There's two stories. Matthew and Mark both have this story. But Matthew's has a lot more good detail in it. So that's why we're sent here. So let's hear the story today. Let's open the ears of our heart and hear this story of Jesus' 40 days and see what we can learn. Amen. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights he ate nothing and became very hungry. Then the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, change these stones into loaves of bread." But Jesus told him, "No. The scripture says, people need more than bread for their life. They must feed on every word of God." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scripture says, he orders his angels to protect you, and they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone." And Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, do not test the Lord your God." Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him the nations of the world and all their glory. "I will give it all to you," he said, "if you will only kneel down and worship me." "Get out of here, Satan," Jesus told him, "for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God. Serve only him." Then the devil went away, and angels came and cared for Jesus. I love that closing line. And the angels came and cared for Jesus. The devil went away, and the angels came and cared for Jesus. Amen. Mary Alice Mulligan tells us that Matthew's account of Jesus' baptism adds details that Mark's does not. Take a few minutes to remember either your own baptism or baptisms you have witnessed. Baptism is an important step on each Christian's faith journey. Like many of us, Jesus made the decision to be baptized, but then immediately afterwards, temptations were stirred up. We may not be able to fast for 40 days, but some of us know the feeling of participating in some spiritual discipline, even experiencing a spiritual high from it, which can be a wonderful sensation. But then, almost predictably, some crisis knocks us to the ground or some temptation lures us away. Suddenly, we are once again weak and vulnerable. The temptations Jesus faced are fairly familiar. We all crave power to get what we want, like lush possessions or protection from danger. But in his answers, Jesus shows us what we need. Meditating on Scripture can ward off temptations and remind us that God's power trumps evil. Well, now let's do a little reflecting on our Scripture and our meditation. And again, Mary Alice Mulligan helps us to reflect. She says, can you get honest with yourself? That's what Lent's all about, right? Let's see how it's working today. Can you get honest with yourself? Think about or write down what you do when you are threatened by temptation. What you do when you are threatened by temptation. How do you thwart evil? Can you tell when such experiences are starting and counteract them early? Do you have a trusted friend who can help you stay strong? If you don't have one, how would you go about finding one? Noting in your journal or notebook when you are successful in warding off temptations. This can be a good way to encourage yourself in the future when you reread your writings. Amen. Now we're going to flip to our little special bonus today, and we're going back to Rumi, but again, in a different format. Today we're going to read a Rumi story, kind of a meditative story. He's wonderful at these things, and he's got a story today called Joseph and His Guest. Joseph and His Guest. So this is about the story in Genesis 37. You know, the story of Joseph, the son of Jacob, who has so many brothers that come to dislike him, some just a little and a few others a whole lot. They're jealous of Joseph because of how much Jacob loves him. And then Joseph kind of eggs them on by telling him all these visions he has in his dreams, essentially saying how his brothers and his father will all bow down to him. And that was probably the last straw. So the next time Joseph goes out into the deserts to be with his brothers, they bury him in a pit. And we're going to leave him to die and take a piece of his coat back, right? Remember that? But along the way, some come along who want to purchase him. So they sell Joseph to these Ishmaelites. And the Ishmaelites take Joseph to Egypt, where in all good time, meaning God's time, Joseph ends up interpreting dreams for the Pharaoh and becomes a high-ranking, maybe the high-ranking assistant to Pharaoh, full of power, right? And wealth, status. And when his brothers come and don't recognize him, right? Joseph hatches a plan to reunite his family. including his father Jacob, in Egypt. Well, you can read the story. It's chapter 37 of Genesis, but Rumi has written a little story about Joseph and his guest. Now, you wonder who Joseph's guest is, and I think you need to think, think about that before we start. And now, by Rumi, here's One Time Through, Joseph and His Guest. The loving friend came from the ends of the earth and became the guest of Joseph the Truthful. For they had been friends in childhood, reclining together on the cushion of acquaintance. He spoke of the injustice and envy of Joseph's brethren. Joseph said, "That was a chain, and I was the lion. The lion is not disgraced by the chain. I do not complain of God's decree." After Joseph had told him his story, he said, "Now, O such and such, what traveler's gift hast thou brought for me? Come, produce it." At this demand, the guest sobbed aloud in confusion. "How many a gift," he said, "did I seek for thee, but no worthy gift came into my sight. How should I bring a grain of gold to the mine? How should I bring a drop of water to the sea? I should only bring cumin to Kerman if I brought my heart and soul as a gift to thee. There is no grain that is not in this barn except thy incomparable beauty. I deemed it fitting that I should bring to thee a mirror like the inward light of a pure heart, that thou may behold thy beauteous face therein, O thou who, like the sun, art the lamp of heaven. I have brought thee a mirror, O light of mine eyes, so that when thou seest thy face, thou mayst thinkest of me." Amen. A little different flavor of Rumi. Joseph and his guest. So we've gone from the story of Jesus 40 days in the wilderness to Joseph's time in the wilderness. And isn't it interesting how both those stories turn out just as God would have them? Let us pray. Blessed Son of God, you strengthen and guide me when temptations arise. Please continue to help me avoid giving in to my weaknesses. I do need you on my daily journey. Amen.